That's all going ahead. Okay, just about 12 inches away from me, should be fine. Yes, my name's Maggie Gray. I'm the service development team leader for young people's work with Fife Libraries. Oh, we're absolutely delighted to have been awarded this funding. We've been working on various projects that we knew this tablet taster idea would fit in so well with. So it didn't just meet one of the projects that we were working on with children, but it'll help us make things so much more exciting for kids in various ways. What we're doing is we are buying 100 little Zen pads, and they're little 7-inch computer tablets. Because we now have e-audio and e-books as a free service through Fife Libraries, it means that we can download children's books onto the tablets. And for children who either are a bit more reluctant to read or have just kind of fallen behind in school for one reason or another, what they'll be able to do is they'll be able to read the book on the tablet. Now that immediately is much more attractive. Certainly boys are really keen to engage with anything techie, but girls too. And we have a great range of books that they can read, and that in itself is more attractive. But the real advantage of this is that we can also have the audiobook, so that if children are reading and they get tired, because quite often when you're young and you haven't been reading very long, it's stamina that's an issue. So what they can do is if they're reading and they're enjoying a story, but really their head is just getting sore with concentrating so much, they'll be able to just close their eyes, they'll be able to listen to the story continue, because they can be reading and listening simultaneously. The service is brilliant because on the tablet it allows you actually to set the pace that the story is being read to you, so the children can actually slow it down a wee bit so that they're listening and reading at the same time. But it also will then help them to build their speed of reading and just generally be a great support for literacy. Well, this one is something that we have been working on with various stages of various age groups of children. We have a project in Fife called the Big Book Brains Quiz. And after children have come through primary school stages up to about primary five, they've pretty much got the mechanics of reading. They can read, but what we really need to do is make reading fun for them at that stage. So the Big Book Brains Quiz is all about taking the best new books, working with school classes and having a big fun quiz competition. So we've been doing this now for 8 years, and we've just seen that we're really not offering it on a level playing field to all of the children, because some children are reading at their interest level, but some are not quite reading at that level yet, and so the books are simpler and just don't interest them as much. By using the tablets, they'll all be able to read books that really grip them, that really turn them into readers for life. Because it just gives them that wee bit extra support. I don't think it's over physical books. I think physical books will always have a place, and certainly we have kids who enjoy reading e-books, but they always come back and say there's just something about the smell and the feel of a book that, you know, if you're a book lover, you just are never going to leave behind. But I think the fact that both children and parents now are busy find it difficult to get to a library, where we have an e-book and e-audio service, it's open 24 hours a day, it's open from your home. And people have devices, even from a fairly young age. Kids now have, you know, iPad minis, and they have little Zen pads. They have things that they can incorporate reading into what is basically their leisure time, where for a while, I think we were veering towards kids leaving reading behind in favour of games. Well, now reading is much more of a game in itself if you use the technology. I think the fact that we have had such a swell of public support for libraries because of the difficulties, then this is absolutely just showing that we are reaching out and making library content available 24 hours a day wherever you might live in Fife. So definitely it's a road that we're looking to go down more in the future. Not at all. You can sign up online, you can become a library member online, and you can download your ebooks and your audiobooks, and you can enjoy them from home just the same as you would if you'd walked into a library and borrowed books over the counter. Well, we have the tablet taster project running for 1 year, and the 100 tablets that we have coming in are to be used to support the projects that we're doing and actually to do some quite robust research with the children and with the teachers. But after that, those tablets are ours in Fife to look at whatever projects, whether it's with the adult team or with the children's team, and just use to their best advantage. So definitely I think we'll be working on a variety of projects in the future. It's going to be spent on the tablets themselves. The tablets are then going to be upgraded, so they're going to have a little memory chip installed, because they're going to be handled all through the year. We're going to make sure that they have a nice robust shell case, and after that it is really just the money to buy the content, to buy the ebooks and the e-audio, and to make sure it is a really interesting and vibrant selection that we've got for the kids. I think really just to say that that Scottish Office funding like this just allows library services to be that bit more imaginative, to look at projects that we really wouldn't have been able to fund from core funds, especially when we are really trying hard to make our core service the best it can be. But also it has benefits for all of Scotland. The lessons we are learning in terms of just the practicality of offering a service like this is something that will, you know, benefit all the other authorities that hopefully I'll get a chance to go and speak to after ours has been successful. No, you're very welcome. I will do. Here she is. Thanks, Steve. Bye.
Thanks, Maggie. Hiya, so there's a stop button that comes coming up. You've got 1 minute 40 seconds left, so I hit the stop button.